All right, with the Prime Minister calling in at that time, we've had to juggle a few things around this afternoon. As I told you about 45 minutes ago, the Broncos have named their team to take on Melbourne Friday night in Melbourne for a shot at the grand final. Darius Boyd will be fullback and captain. He did everything asked for him today at training. Corey Oates has been named. He's still got a few issues with the head. Well, he doesn't have a few issues. He's got to pass that test. Hopefully, he doesn't have some issues regarding that concussion that he picked up. Cody Nikorima is halfback. Benji Marshall on the bench. It is close to a full-strength side that Brisbane could field right about now. Obviously, Corbin Sims sideline and Andrew McCulloch as well. But one man who's been there and pretty much done everything in rugby league bar a premiership is Matt Gillett. He's played for Australia, he's won Origin Series for Queensland, and he's one of the best back rowers going around. Now, at training this week, they've had former captain Corey Parker down talking to the forwards, where Matt Gillett is one of those forward leaders. And I caught up with him after training and asked him, 80 minutes away from a grand final, does he dare to dream about a premiership ring?
Yeah, it's always good to dream about. Yeah, but like you said, it's 80 minutes of our lives on Friday night, and you know, we're going to prepare for that 80 minutes and execute our game plan, and all those little things we talk about during this week is very important. So yeah, we can dream of it, but we've got to go out there and get it done on Friday night against the quality football side in Melbourne.
Penrith last week, the defence, I think, outstanding. It set up the win for you guys.
Yeah, it did, mate. You know, we probably weren't too crash hot with the ball, didn't do anything too special with the footy, just on the other side of things with our defence, you know, we showed up for each other, we scrambled pretty well, which we trained all last week for. And that showed out on the footy field. Yeah, I suppose we're just going to focus on our defence first, and, you know, that's a big thing to do against Melbourne. You know, they're so good at it, so we've got to be better.
Corey had the forwards in huddle. Former captain of the club, man who's been there and done that. What did he say?
No, it's just the same thing last week. You know, he's talking about the opportunity we've got in front of us, mentioning a few players that are leaving the club and what they want to do with the rest of the season. It's two more games to go if we can get it right. So, you know, he just talks about the opportunities. Obviously, he's in the game for a long time. He won that one in 06 and lost the one in 15. And he's just talking about the opportunities, don't let them slip. Next few years, we couldn't be here. We might not make the top eight. So it's all about making your the opportunities the best you can, and, you know, that's one bloke that's been around for a long time that knows any better.
I want to ask you about that. I mean, you've been at this club for a long time. You've played in grand final. Do you think this is and could be your best chance?
Oh, it is at the moment. The squad we have, the players that we've had out through the year that are filled in positions, and to be where we are, we've, you know, we've done a lot of the hard yards, whereas, you know, I suppose in the past, we had a pretty solid year without injuries and stuff, but this year's probably a bit different to the way things have been going. So, you know, we've got players moving on and that have been having a great year with us at the moment, so it is a good opportunity for us.
You've played under some of the best captains this club's seen, this game has seen. Where does Darius rate? What's he bring as a captain to the team?
Oh, mate, just, you know, he's smart, he knows the footy field better than anyone else in our side. The experience he brings, you know, like just the little things of you know, winning, play the balls, and, you know, certain times on the field, the right plays to do is very important. And when he's out there, he does that. He takes control and makes sure we get to our kick or take the tackle instead of throwing a silly offload or something. He's just, you know, in our heads, making sure we're doing the right play for the team, which is what you want out of every player.
How do you tackle the accountant, mate? He goes all right, Cam Smith, doesn't he? He doesn't seem to get tackled.
Yeah, that's right.
But he got spiders on him, or what's the?
I don't know. He's one player we do have to look out for, but, you know, across their park, they're pretty handy. But it all starts with Smitty. Obviously, he's the director of that side, and he's pretty. He picks his target with the ball pretty well. Nine times out of ten, he's hitting the right player. So getting third man in to play the ball, so we can't give him the opportunity to get out and play his footy that he does.
If you cut the head off the snake, is he that head of the snake? Or is it, if you put too much attention on him, Cam Munster, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk can hurt you?
Pretty much right there, mate. You know, across the park, but like I said before, it starts in the middle there with him. If they're playing good footy, it's because Smitty's getting them the ball they want, and, you know, their game plan's getting executed pretty well when those boys are having a good game. So, like you said, we just got to, you know, not overthink things out there on the footy field, as players can do. We've got to work from the middle out, and to do that, we've got to win every play of the ball with our defence.
Do you subscribe to the theory that Melbourne is the hardest road trip in the comp?
Oh, mate, all away games are hard, you know, whether it's Melbourne, Roosters, Cowboys, you know.
Is it just because they're the team you're playing and they're so good, or are there other factors as well? I mean, is it Melbourne because it's, I don't know, is there something wrong with the hotels down there? Is it the crowd you're up against? Is it the...
No, it's a great place, Melbourne. It's just we enjoy going down there and, you know, getting out in the streets and seeing, you know, they've got the artwork and all their cafes are a lot different and pretty nice to go sit at and enjoy each other's company. And we're only there for a short time, but it's good to, you know, to see something different. And,
is there a coffee snob in the group, in the team?
There's plenty of them around.
Yeah.
Benny Hunt doesn't like Campos coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's pretty nice, I thought.
I would have thought too. Who's the weirdest one you've sort of seen, like, ordering coffee going, geez, I wouldn't have thought that. Is Moose McGuire, is he a piccolo man or...?
He's a latte with two equals, small latte.
That's mine.
Is it? Two equals too?
Yeah.
Hell, sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
No sugar.
No sugar.
No carbs.
Yeah, that's true. All the boys drink them. The normal flat whites, lattes and stuff like that.
No chai?
Benny Teo used to, actually.
Like, really?
Jarl. Jarl used to be the chai latte.
You start questioning them then, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Sort of look away from them then.
Enjoy, mate.
Thanks, mate.
There we go, Matt Gillett with a revealing insight into not only the coffee habits of the Broncos, but also how they're focusing. You've got to think a lot of stuff's going to come Cam Smith's way as well. I know the Big Four, you can probably throw Cam Munster as part of that Big Four down in Melbourne, but if they do shut down the head of the snake, Cameron Smith, it starts and finishes with him. So it just gives you an indication that Brisbane need to dominate in the middle, and I think that's where they might be aiming a hell of a lot of their attack this time around.